With broad smiles, the crews exchanged greetings and then set about connecting cables and other equipment between Discovery and the space station so that the two vessels can operate as one. Much work lies ahead, including the unloading of several tons of supplies and equipment brought by the shuttle, perhaps most importantly, a new oxygen generator. At least two spacewalks are planned. One Discovery crew member, mission specialist Tomas Reiter of Germany, will stay behind when the shuttle departs. Earlier, having chased the space station for 2 days at speeds exceeding 28,000 kilometers an hour, Discovery performed a 360-degree backflip rotation before docking with the space station. It was a carefully choreographed maneuver that NASA officials described as perfect in execution. At a press briefing, Shuttle Flight Director Tony Sakachi was asked how he feels about the mission so far.
Extremely pleased. I mean, myself, I'm very happy how things are going. Today, just talking to the crew, they sound, you know, you can see them on TV. They're all pumped up and ready to go. And I think they're going to probably be on an adrenaline rush until the touchdown on entry day.
The somersault executed by Discovery prior to docking allowed space station crew members to take pictures of the orbiter's underbelly to check for possible damage to heat-resistant tiles. The procedure is part of an exhaustive in-mission safety review process implemented after the 2003 Space Shuttle Columbia disaster. Columbia broke up upon re-entry to Earth's atmosphere, and heat-shielding tiles damaged during liftoff were blamed for the tragedy. Wednesday, Discovery's crew used the orbiter's robotic arm to take photographs of the shuttle's wings and nose cap. NASA officials say nothing of major concern has been detected. Among the primary goals for Discovery's mission is to demonstrate that major safety concerns stemming from the Columbia disaster have been addressed and that the shuttle program can go forward with a series of missions in support of the completion of the International Space Station by a target date of 2010. At that point, the shuttle fleet is to be retired. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.